Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
In the AFC West, this one directly impacts the Chiefs. We know that there's stability, it appears, in L.A. with the Chargers now. Looks like Sean Payton's got things on track with Bo Nix and the Broncos. We all know what the Chiefs are doing. Then you have the Raiders. then you have the Las Vegas Raiders, who, let's not forget, in the last 4 to 5 years have had John Gruden, Josh McDaniels, Antonio Pierce. I almost said Alec Pierce again. I don't know why I keep doing that. Wide receiver for the Colts. Antonio Pierce.
You're never going to have to remember Antonio Pierce.
No, that's
ever.
True. That's
he
true.
Is never getting that's another head coaching job. Remember, he has like a 5,000-year show cause in college football. He can't even go coach there.
He'll be a position coach in the NFL.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't think he's ever going to be head coach.
Yeah, I'm with you. So he got fired. I don't think anybody was surprised. He lasted a day longer than a lot of people thought he would. He had 1 year, and there's a lot of other issues with that organization besides just Antonio Pierce. I think it was evident he probably wasn't the right guy, but also they don't have a quarterback. They were asking him to win with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. But there were some in-game decisions that just made you not believe that he was the right guy either. It was a fun interim story. It's add him to the long list of examples of why you don't hire interim head coaches. Players deciding.
I don't know how many times we try to tell
players
teams
deciding,
this and they still do it.
Yeah, like players deciding who should be the head coach never works out. It sounds great in theory and, oh man, we love our guy. It usually does not work out. And here's another example. But where they go from here is really interesting because Tom Brady, we know, is part owner now. He's minority owner of that organization. How involved is he going to be? There's one report that says he'll be involved in a limited capacity in some of these interviews and also will help guide them to find their next quarterback and all of that. There's the fun, you know, I wouldn't even call it rumor. It's more of just like, hey, what if this happened? That's being thrown out there because it's very Vegas, just put on a show kind of thing, which is hire Dion, Shadur Sanders, and just say, F it, let's go, and let's have some fun. What do they have to lose, though, by doing that? Nothing. They are a laughing stock. They're easily the worst team in this division. I mentioned where the other teams in this division are trending. Everybody else in the division either is already the best, the Chiefs, or they're all at least heading in the right direction, Chargers and Broncos.
Okay, so I feel like the Raiders are going to be in last place for a decade. Can someone show me the path that doesn't make them the worst team in the division other than just striking it rich, drafting the right quarterback, and pairing, like, this is an important note, and pairing him with an actual functional coach fast enough, you can actually make a difference. They're going to be the worst team in the division for a decade. A decade. They have two talented players, Brock Bauer and Max Crosby, and they have no other good players. None. Zero. That whole roster stinks outside of that. And so, no, I don't think that they're anywhere close to doing this, but I really genuinely do not understand why these teams continue to hire guys like Antonio Pierce when we all know what the end result of this action is. How can we all know, people who are not working in professional sports organizations, people who are not in charge of these organizations, how can we know, but you don't know, that that's how this was always going to end? But, I mean, they look lost.
But again, their problems are bigger than
even. I'd probably go the Dion route, honestly. At least people watch my games.
Yeah, I mean, it's very Vegas, too, right? You got to put on a show, right? To get people, there's so much entertainment, so many entertainment options in Vegas. You got to put on a show. That would be fun. That would be interesting. You definitely have people talking about you. It would be such a Raiders move, too. They have the 6th overall pick. That's the problem as well. You know, Antonio Pierce, you know, especially since he got fired, he was trying to win football games. He wasn't worried about the future because he was never going to be part of the future there in Vegas. But being 6th, it's not a great QB class. So even to get Sanders, they would have to trade multiple picks to ensure they could get Shadur Sanders. And you know, that's something they would have to do.
Their whole future.
They would have to do that. I don't think their problems are just with the coach, though. It's clearly a roster construction. They're keeping their GM, though. Tom Telesco's only been there for 1 year. So yet again, you have a scenario where you kept the GM, you fired their coach, and then if the next, you know, will their GM be there a year or two from now? It's the same thing that happened in Tennessee, where they fired Vrabel, kept the GM, and then a year later, they fired the GM anyway. It's bizarre. They're a mess. It's great to see the Raiders once again finding ways to struggle, and they are just a complete non-factor complete non-factor in the AFC and the AFC West.
It's a good thing for the Chiefs. Not that they need any favors. They certainly are more than capable of winning kind of an unlimited amount of games, and we know that based on the way that they have performed here lately. But they could use a doormat in this division. Because as it sits right now, if you look at this from a larger perspective, division's going to be tough for a little while. The Chiefs have been able to hold this thing down, win 9 straight AFC West titles, because there hasn't been a ton of competition in the division for at least a portion of it, right? There was a stretch when Philip Rivers' corpse was holding on to things, and then Denver went through all kinds of miserable quarterbacks. The Raiders have gone through all kinds of miserable quarterbacks, but there is stability in the Chargers and the Broncos organization at the same time as there is the Chiefs for the first time maybe ever. Can you remember a time in the AFC West in your lifetime, Gold, where three of the teams had some stability? Maybe in the 90s for a little bit, when the Chiefs and the Broncos both had some stability. But even then, it's not like the Chargers were anything to write about. Their run was kind of after the fact. And during that time, I guess the Raiders in the early 2000s went to a Super Bowl, which seems like a distant memory. So like maybe for a few years. But if Bo Nix continues to at least be this level of good, right? Like right now, what is he? Like a slightly below league average or around league average starting quarterback. So if he stays around this good, they'll continue to be a challenge in the AFC
best case
West.
Scenario.
So having one laughing stock's great.
Yeah, best case scenario, the Broncos, the reason why I said if it's a Chiefs fan, you should still be okay with the fact that Bo Nix has shown what he's shown, because I think there's a ceiling. Best case scenario, he's Derek Carr. He's going to be 10th to 12th best quarterback in football. Good enough to win games, occasionally make the playoffs. He's not a real 10-plus year threat to be. He's not the next Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, so you're good.
I don't think so. Yeah.
They didn't find that. It's not like they found Jaden Daniels, you know, and oh my God, this guy's going to be a star. Like, Bo Nix is going to be a very good quarterback in this league. He's never going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That's a good thing. The Chargers, Justin Herbert, if he wins a playoff game and were to win, you know, find a way to win multiple playoff games, I don't think that'll happen, because if they win one, they're going to play the Chiefs most likely. But if he wins one, do people start to get back on the Herbert bandwagon? We'll see. Harbaugh, though, has brought stability and real leadership and everything to that organization. But yeah, the Raiders, unless you believe Tom Brady is just going to be the savior, and I know he's the greatest quarterback of all time right now, we have seen nothing yet to suggest, either way, whether or not he knows how to evaluate talent. Like, it's just because you were a great player doesn't mean you can just be a general manager or evaluate talent or anything like that.
Do I have to point out the Michael Jordan yeah. option here?
Sure. So
even Larry Bird, it went pretty good, but not quite as
Isaiah
good.
Isaiah Thomas. Like, I mean, there's plenty. Yeah,
Larry Bird was coaching as well as, true. What he was doing.
So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. But if they're thinking Tom Brady's just going to be the savior and have like the, you know, an eye for talent and be the next great talent evaluator, I mean, I guess try something new. So why not? But
I mean, it does happen sometimes. Like, John Lynch has been a successful GM. He was a Hall of Fame caliber player, right? Is he in the Hall of Fame?
John Lynch, I believe so. Yeah.
So Hall of Fame caliber player has obviously been a successful GM, although I tell him to maybe tell Kyle Shanahan to find a defensive coordinator who can maybe last for a little while.
Well, in fairness, his first two, solid.
Dude, he's got like 5 defensive coordinators the last like 7 years. It's crazy.
Yeah,
you're right. Two different for better jobs.
I think it's 4 in the last 5. The last 2 have been 1 and done, but the first one was Robert Saleh. He got a head coaching gig right after, and then D'Amico Ryan has had 2 years there, and then he got a head coaching gig. So when you lose your coordinator twice because he got a head coaching gig, I don't put that. In fact, I would say, man, you evaluate talent pretty good as your coordinators. But I get what you're saying. You definitely could use some stability there.